Christ, Good Morning Gospel. This time around, we have a special guest with us this morning joining the program, and we want to say good morning to all of you who are tuning in. A very important topic that we want to discuss this morning that is based upon two books that have been written by the Reverend Professor Peter Price. He is with me this morning. He is a theological researcher, Christian publisher, and anti-racism educator. And we are delighted to have the scholar, Dr. Peter Price, with us this morning. Reverend Price, good morning to you.
Good morning, and God bless you.
God bless you as well. Thank you for joining me this morning. We want to talk a little bit about your two books that you have out. Now, you have to know that Dr. Price is a well-learned scholar who has written several teachings, and he is, I understand, a former professor as well, residing in the Maryland area. But this time, we want to talk and we want to focus on his two books that he has out. As we know, we are in a racially charged type climate these days, with the effects of George Floyd and Breonna Taylor and those kinds of people. And he is addressing racism in these two books. They're called But Suppose God is Black, What God Says About Racism, and Anti-Racism Program for Christians, a Methodology for Racist Detoxification. Now, the first book we want to talk about is But Suppose God is Black. Seems like a dichotomy, because we know that God is a spirit, but then we are made in the image of God. And so Dr. Price has taken this information basically from the former Attorney General Robert F. Kennedy, who really raised the question because of the civil rights and the situation that was going on there. And he got to ask the question, but you know what, if you get to heaven and you find out God is an African American, then what is your response going to be? So, Dr. Price, let's delve into it a little bit. You know, at the forefront of your teaching is what seems to be the never-ending racism question in America. What has prompted you to produce these books on racism?
Well, thank you very much for your question. Good morning to all your listeners. And the reason that prompted me to write this research on racism is that I see a lot of ignorance concerning racism in America and everywhere where color is used as a determinant to justify people's actions. Now, the ignorance stems from the fact that racists do not know exactly who the black people are. While racists, being Christians and non-Christians alike, refer to the Bible and use the Bible as their justification to subjugate other people of color, they forget that the same Bible extols the beauty of the black person, the black man, the black people. When you go from Genesis to Revelation, you have several instances that I have brought out through my research in the book, But Suppose God is Black, that show that God refers to his children as being black. So these instances are so many that you have to actually delve into the book to find out. And so the primary importance for me in bringing out this book is to educate both the racist and the African American, on the other hand, to the importance of the color of the black American, so that the African American will know who exactly he or she is, so that he will not be deceived to think that he does not have a history, or she does not have a culture, and so on and so forth. All those are lies that have been perpetrated order to establish their racist ideology. But here I am bringing out the truth that the racists themselves, they hold, because they use the Bible, they pray to God, but they tend to forget, or they are ignorant of the fact that the God that they are praying to has already identified black people as his children, as is replete in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. So these are the essential reasons why the book came out.
Okay, so essentially you're saying that it's an awareness on the part of non-blacks as well as blacks that we have been historically documented in the Bible.
Exactly.
So we need to know that we are very important people, and that we are people who God has called by his name, and that we should know who we are. You know, oftentimes, Dr. Price, I think we lose the identity of who we are because we don't know who we are, because we haven't studied about who we are. So you're bringing this to life for us, and we really appreciate that. Now, race relations is a very important topic. You know, I don't care what line of work you're in, where you're going. You know what? I think the first thing that people see is your color or who you are. Would you agree with that?
That is true. That is true. And that's the reason why it's important to tell the black people that, hey, look, the Bible is your history book.
Yes. And you also say that race is important as well as God looks at it as well. You have documented in your book that God looks at racism and he documents it in the Bible. Tell us some examples of how God deals with racism in the Bible.
Well, that one is specifically in the book, in the second book, the second book that you mentioned, you know, on
racism for Christians.
Yes. Yeah, the book on anti-racism for Christians. Now, in this book, it's quite surprising that there are many people who might think that racism is just about 400 or 500 years, you know, historical thing, or maybe in the past 50 years or so. But they are not aware of the fact that there is racism in the Bible, and God was faced with racism, and God has given us a template to counter or to educate away racism, or to unlearn racism away from our system. And that racism that I'm talking about is in the book of Exodus. You have there Moses who married an Ethiopian woman. And the Bible is quite specific to mention that he married an Ethiopian woman in order to underline the fact that this was a black woman. And now, the brother of Moses, Aaron, and his sister, Miriam, they spoke against Moses, and they condemned Moses and spoke against God just because of the color of the skin of the woman. That is racism right there for you.
Yeah, goes all the way back to there. We're talking to Dr. Peter Price. He is a scholar, a theologian, a Christian publisher. He has two books out right now that are just real important for this time that we're living in. One is called But Suppose God is Black, What God Says About Racism, and the other is Anti-Racism Program for Christians, A Methodology for Racist Detoxification. He has two books available, and we don't have much time, Dr. Price, to go through these really important books. But I want to ask you this. You say the books pretty much urge the reader to reject the lies of history that have been taught by us down through the years. And actually, a lot of our history hasn't even been documented in school curriculum. And so that's an issue in and of itself. But you also say that here's an opportunity for us to understand our blackness and to understand the important part for Christians, a methodology for racist detoxification. How can we rid ourselves of racism as a Christian?
I set out the template in chapter from chapter 5 of that book that you have just mentioned. I have established 4 templates in the book, and template number 4 has got 8 steps, 8 educational steps that you can go through to detoxify yourself as a Christian from racism. In other words, I'm looking at what God did to rid Miriam and Aaron of their racist behavior and condemnation of their brother Moses, and we are learning from what God did, and that is how those 4 templates came about, and the 8 steps of template number 4 came about. All these are very specifically and chronologically outlined in the book, whereby as a Christian, so I say as a Christian because the baseline is a Christian. If you are not a Christian or you don't believe in God, then it would mean nothing to you. But if you are a Christian and you believe in the scriptures, then I am showing you something in the scriptures that you have overlooked, that you did not know, that you have been ignorant about as a specifically white racist Christian. I'm showing this to you so that you can educate yourself and unlearn the lies that you, as a white racist Christian, have been told about black people, so that you can see the truth in that. And at the same time, also educating by those same templates, educating the black American, black African, that this, you have been told that you don't have a history, but actually, the Bible is your history. The Bible is your culture. And in the first book, for example, I take pains to note several cultural traits that are today represented amongst people, black people all over the world, that are found in the Bible. And so these are living proofs of the historical truths of the black person as being the center point, of being the God's children, as we say.
Reverend Professor Peter Price, we don't have enough time to really delve into this like we should. But you know what? The good news is that you're going to begin a broadcast with us very soon, and you'll be discussing not only these topics, but more topics about the Bible, because you are a gospel preacher as well. Now, in closing, if you want to find books that we're talking about today, But Suppose God is Black, What God Says About Racism, and Anti-Racism for Christians, The Methodology for Racist Detoxification, you can find them on Dr. Price's website, bookstoresite.org or thebibleuniversity.org. You can find these books there or by calling Dr. Price at 301-793-7190. 301-793-7190. Dr. Price, we're out of time, but thank you so much for joining us this morning to unveil some truths to us, and we look forward to your broadcast coming up in just a few weeks, and we thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you, and God bless you all.